Hey folks, this is Justin from Big Snackers. We did not record another episode this week. I'm just going to tell you a couple few announcements. I think I said this last week before the episode started, or maybe at the end of it or something like that, but we recorded two at the same time. We had a bunch of issues. Percy, my dog, started bleeding everywhere, so Ryan and Luke tried to help me with that, and then Ryan had a phone call he had to make and a crisis at his work that he was dealing with, and so we just kind of had a lot of stuff on our plates at that moment, so we only recorded about 65% of the time that we had set aside to actually record for these two episodes. So unfortunately, this episode is probably going to be a little bit short, shorter than our normal ones, but I figured I would fill in some of the time by telling you a couple of things we have going on here shortly that we hope to get off the ground. Is one thing is all the old episodes, I think, from 2023 and before are going to be put behind a Patreon paywall, but don't worry, there will be some stuff that comes along with that. We're thinking about doing it for like $3 a month, and you'll have all the episodes and access to those episodes that you used to hear all the time, or maybe you'd re-listen to, or whatever you like to do with them. They will be behind that wall, but we're also going to start up another secondary podcast that will come out every other week in between the times when we don't record, when we don't have a new episode coming out on like our free feed. So basically these episodes that you hear on the main feed will be just normal episodes that you'll hear, you know, every other week, every other Friday. And then in between that, the alternating Fridays, we'll release paid episodes that'll be half an hour long that we're going to call Little Snackers. And what this is going to be is us gathering clips and reels and TikToks and whatever else, YouTube videos and things like that, that children have made, and then we're just going to make fun of them. I know it seems a little cruel, but I don't care. I think it's a funny idea. I had it a few weeks ago, and both Ryan and Luke agreed that it was pretty funny, so we're going to do that starting in a few weeks. So, you know, we're not doing it because we think we're going to make a ton of money off of it or whatever. That's the reason why it's only going to be $3 or whatever. We're basically just trying to pay for the server to continue being live for all the episodes and upcoming stuff that we have planned, mostly because I've been paying for it out of pocket for, 10 years now? Maybe even longer than that. Actually, no, 13 years, I guess I should say, because that was when we started the podcast. I just kind of want to recoup a little bit of that money because it's been, you know, thousands of dollars or whatever over those years. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing as far as the future of Big Snackers goes. Hopefully you agree with this course of action. I don't know. We're hoping to have a little bit more stuff going on as far as content goes and all that kind of thing. And of course, you can always follow us at Big Snackers Pod on Instagram and send us messages or whatever else you want to do there, because I don't really check the Facebook as much anymore. It just kind of is annoying, and you get a lot of spam messages and everything. Instagram's just an easier way to get a hold of us. So if you want to do that, feel free to send us a message at Big Snackers Pod, or just follow us on there and see what we're up to. We're hopefully gonna, you know, release some new things and some fun things, and also go listen to Ryan's new album, My Semi-Famous. It's called Not Sorry. It is out, I believe, everywhere now on streaming and everything like that. So if you want to go check it out, please do. Aside from that, enjoy this slightly short, but still, I think, entertaining episode. And hopefully we will see you in a couple weeks. Somebody like me. Denim and skirt and some black blue cases. So good, make my exes hate me. Whip a Chevy truck, look a new. How long do you think she's been sober? She isn't.
Yeah, she's not. There's no way.
But she tells people she's working on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thing that really bothers me about this, and the Horny Book Talk song guy did the same thing. It's when you use that like camera.
Oh, the face stabilizer. Like,
yeah, the face stabilizer. Dude, it's that really shit annoying. Bothers me yeah. so much.
And I can't believe people are still doing it. It's been years. Yeah. And it looks terrible.
It looks
every
so
time.
Bad.
Yeah, it's so
awful. It makes it instantly makes anything look silly. Like I can't, I won't take it seriously at all.
It's Friday, baby. Who's getting gone at the country club?
The girl on the right looks like she's trying not to laugh right now.
Absolutely.
She knows her friend is on some bullshit right there. She's like, all right, I'm going to come dance.
They look like they fell into the Snooty Fox and couldn't get
100%.
out. 100%. Good God. It's Snooty good. Fox is a consignment store. If you don't have one in your town, I think they're only here. But
yeah, it's where
everybody has one of those.
Women come in and sell their clothes.
Yeah.
Like upscale stuff.
It's like nicer, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Stuff,
yeah.
Clothes Mentor, if you have that around, it's a very similar thing.
This, I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm going to fucking. This was the one when I pulled it up earlier when you guys were coming, and I just said to myself, I'm going to kill myself.
For whatever reason, this one made me so more mad than anything, and you're going to understand why, I think, but like, it just made me want to throw my phone.
Let's say that this is the beginning of the second episode.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we'll just go through these videos, and then we'll be done with everything. Phil and the Blanks Global. Fill in the blanks. Oh, all my right. God. Fill in the blanks.
I'm going to tell you.
Hey, man, what's the plan this evening? Do you want to get higher than the ceiling? I got options. Tell me what you're feeling. Karaoke, trivia, beers with Uncle Steven. Go out at 7. Fucked up by 8. I'm coming home.
Okay, this checks out that it's Australian.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's on Wednesday. I've got work tomorrow, so probably not.
You think that you're better than me when you get to drive home because you don't dream so bad. Like I'm waking up
about it. At least it's not British.
Yeah.
But it's close.
POV, you've stumbled across a new religion based around fishing shirts and making unwise social decisions.
First of all, what were the unwise social decisions?
I guess drinking on a Wednesday.
That's not a social decision. That's just a bad decision. I don't know if social is the word.
You can't help but admire how well the blanks can march. Like, it's not straight, coordinated, or in time, but man, what a spectacle.
You can just picture that in his Australian accent.
Yeah, and I hate it so much.
You can't help but admire how well the blanks can match. Right. Like, it's not straight, coordinated, or in time, but man, what a spectacle.
That's exactly how he was typing it, too. And it pisses me off.
Oh, I know.
Arnar.
Also, like, this is exactly what happens when
Australians try to make rap music.
When people listen to AJR,
that's
100. This is this is painfully AJR coded.
I don't understand. So AJR is one of those things that I cannot understand.
Nope.
It is so fucking popular. They are so fucking huge, and I never have heard one song by them. Like, I see videos of them all the time, and they're that guy in his dumbass fucking hat on stage,
fucking hat,
doing
dude.
Stupid
hat,
shit, walking around in the crowd, and they're like playing arenas and stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, huge. What is this?
My nephew loves them, but he's like literally like 10. So
well, it makes sense. It's music for fucking 10-year-olds, but
yeah, for sure.
For people who watch Mr. Beast.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah, I would say that's.
I wouldn't be surprised if they've like been in a Mr. Beast video.
I'm still tweeting at Mr. Beast every time he posts saying, "Can I come?" And he's still not responding.
I know. What a fucking coward!
I know. What a bitch! Respond, Jimmy.
Yeah, respond, Jimmy. I'm trying to come wherever you are. I don't mean like come. Well,
Jimmy, the next time you have AJR on, can we come?
Hey, get Phil in the Blanks on.
Yeah, but actually, I want them to be on Beast Games 3. They need to be the house band.
Hey, Mr. Beast.
Stop
hey, Jimmy, can we get on? Can we come?
Will you stop it? What is this?
Count Jason? You know
Count
Jason?
Count Jason rules, dude.
You're about to find out about Count Jason.
Corey's got colored contacts on a vampire thing.
Could you imagine a guy like that wearing like a velvet vest but also blue jeans walked up to you at a bar?
I can imagine seeing that guy because have you ever been to a vape shop? Because that guy manages every one of them.
Yes,
I feel
for
like
sure.
Yeah, that guy is the manager of a vape shop like 100%, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he definitely looks like it. Either that or a CD game exchange that's going like...
And every time you see him...
So you're dead.
Every time you see him, he's one of those people you ask how you're doing, and like he can't just be like good or like... He's like, oh, and he's got a story. He's one of those guys, I feel like.
Yeah, he always talks
about
how he went to goth night.
Yeah, and he's libertarian. Yeah.
Libertarian,
100%
for sure.
Libertarian.
Yeah.
I love that he has like a spirit Halloween tombstone in the background.
That's good. That's good.
Look up Count Jason if you want. It says at the beginning of this video... Hold on 1 second. When Unk finds out the cute girl at the end of the bar is into vampire and has daddy issues, is into vampire.
Okay, well, that's good.
Damn,
that's,
dude, this bitch love vampire.
get this guy out of my face, please.
You don't like Count Jason?
He's powerful.
No.
He's cool, man. I think he
need him to get me a new vape.
He's always, always trying to get girls into threesomes, and they all think he's a fucking creep.
100%.
For sure.
There's an entire Facebook group dedicated to
him. I almost sent this.
Did you?
And I lost it.
You almost sent Alabama Jack?
I'm glad you found it. I lost it because, like, you know, like when you update or scroll or something on accident?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
It showed up in mine too.
Alabama Jack Boy. He's going to teach you how to dress for, not paying a lot of money.
I'm about to show you how to get fly and not even spend $100.
Just
go, man, Fendi on the jeans.
Okay.
Pants, $25. Then we're going with essentials.
Now, hold on 1 second. Luke, have you seen this video yet?
I have not.
Where is he, first of all?
In his mom's basement.
Does he have a fake YSL belt on? Is that what that is?
I believe so. I need you to understand that the next thing he does is maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen.
This isn't the same one I saw. I saw a different video of his. So this is great. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite shirts. It's a Michael Myers Real Me and Chase You, like $12 expensive.
$12
expensive.
My favorite shirt.
One of my favorite jackets is going to be Manfinity 2, like $20, $25.
Dude, these fucking edits are so funny.
So he does
this guy rules.
Those edits where like you throw the clothes on and they are on you, you know, it's like a quick cut. But in that one, he threw it up, grabbed it, and then cut it way too late. So he's just kind of standing there holding a jacket.
Oh, that was good.
That was the best one.
He just drops those shoes on the floor and they fall all over the place.
That came on later, but just the outfit itself is under $75. You see what I'm saying? And then after you build your closet up, then boom, you're able to afford the more luxury things. And I found all of it for the low anyways, though, man. But listen, we got some more custom shit for y'all. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, man.
It's like he's in a daycare.
I mean,
basement of a daycare.
I think it used to be a daycare.
Yeah.
I do like his $100 bill.
I was about to say the $100 mill rug or mat is amazing.
Where he bought everything from Spencer's, I guess.
Oh yeah, $16. I love this Michael Myers shirt right here.
This is definitely like the meme of, you know, it smelled crazy in there.
Oh, 100%.
You know, it smells like old cigarettes
and bad weed.
Yeah,
and yep. Cum.
Uh huh.
And oh, like yeah. A bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah. That's been open for 3.5 years.
No. You're not going anywhere. I'm sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Percy. You're on lockdown.
Yeah, you got to stay.
I know you don't. You're going to miss all these outfit pointers if you leave.
Just get ready for Zachamist the Creator. No. Okay, you can go over there, but there's a bunch of stuff on that rug that you. Percy's got really bad butt problems right now, if anybody was wondering. No, come here.
No. Come here. Hey. Come here. You're being
really stubborn and bad. Come here. Come on up. Come on. You have to get up here. I have so much editing on this episode I'm going to have to do.
It'll be worth it because of Zalchemist.
Zalchemist, the creator. This is something else.
Pardon me, crazy, crazy. Pardon me, crazy, crazy. Pardon me, crazy, crazy. Well, maybe I am.
You got to see the video, though.
Yeah, this video really makes it.
I mean, the song is great by itself.
I just love how he's at like a tiki bar.
He's at a tiki bar on a stage that's outside, I'm guessing in Florida or something like that. But you know, it's like the tiki bar he works as a bar back at.
100%.
And he was like, he asked the manager, he's like, hey man, can I do a show? Like, I don't care. And the guy's like, I guess like at like noon on a Tuesday, you can have it. Where there's like a kid's ball right there.
There's not a single person.
There seems to be a bagel on the table.
Is
there.
That sand or is that gravel?
It's sand. I think it's sand. Like it looks like both, probably a mix. Like yeah. Phil.
There's
fucking,
not a single person watching.
No, not anybody. There is a DJ back. DJ.
Sure.
With a fucking iPod. Yeah, like a MacBook or whatever.
Call me crazy. Maybe I am. Pick up that phone when they call me.
Pick up that phone when they call
calling me. Oh, he was at the treasure chest.
Let's go check that out.
Tobacco store.
Excuse me.
Oh, in Fort Myer. Hell yeah.
Of course it's in Florida. Why was there any question that was anywhere else?
No.
And of course that was at a tobacco store with a 420 special in Florida.
God, it's just
with a tiki area in the back. What is happening here?
Haven't performed this song in a while. I forgot how fun and energizing it is. Puts me in a whole other zone. Here's the, I do have to admire people with this kind of delusion.
Oh, for sure.
You know, because like they're willing to go up there during the afternoon to a crowd of nobody.
And put it online.
Do whatever. Yeah. And put it online.
Most people try to find the best angle to make it look like there's anyone there. You know what I mean?
Or he's like, no. Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck.
No, just
I respect that.
A table with a tarp on it and a children's play ball or something.
Zalcom, it's like, call me crazy. Maybe I am, you know?
Maybe I am crazy because I'm rapping at a bagel.
Oh, damn it.
I shy at first, but once I'm comfortable with you, get ready for some crazy shit.
Not this fucking... I've seen this video.
I'm a normal person.
Here's the thing. Everything she does in this video is the most normal thing ever seen. She sticks her tongue out and acts like she's licking the camera. And then she dances and sticks her tongue out.
And acts like she was...
She's real crazy. She's just crazy. You don't understand.
She's psycho. Yeah,
that's crazy shit, dude. Also, your name is Hardstyle Girl 87, which I'm going to guess means you were born in 1987, which means you're 39 years old, which means that like what you're doing, I'm like, whatever, have fun, go do whatever you want to do in life. But like, you got to know that you're not crazy.
Damn, girl.
Calling
you're
me crazy, crazy, crazy.
You need to chill out, girl. Oh,
you're
crazy.
Fucking nuts.
Well, also, like, it is funny because, she's like, I'm going to do some crazy shit. And she posted 4 videos of her sticking her tongue out, making the metal sign.
And dancing, like awkwardly dancing.
Dude, so epic.
Have you seen Brian's fucking girlfriend, dude?
This girl's she's fucking crazy.
She
stuck her tongue out at
show,
me.
Man? She stuck her tongue out at me in the middle of a song and, like, smiled.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit, dude.
Dude, she's nuts.
Dude, I don't think he's going to be able to handle her. She's going to kill him. Oh, no.
Okay, yes. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I love this guy, too. Zach Brott 93. He's a guy who is... I know it goes against our rule of liking British people or hating British people.
He's one of the only British
people. He's one of the only British people I also tolerate, because this is what he does. He has probably, I'm going to guess, 70 videos of him rating different foods on this like weird list thing that he does. It just shows him a picture of something, and then he puts it on the list as like whether he likes it or not. Or, you know, keep it or get rid of it. And he is just like, so he fucking hates anything healthy. He likes stuff that's bad
here
for you.
Here we go, this one. Oh, you got to keep a fry up.
Yeah, traditional British fry up.
I'm the on the edge on that one. Jackie
pickles?
Oh,
like some kind of relish or something? Marmite?
Oh, lovely stubbly.
Okay, lovely stubbly.
That's fine, actually.
Nah, I'm not even a keeper.
Is that a
buddy.
Bacon buddy?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, say I'm your number one princess, not five star.
He loves Heinz baked beans.
Auntie's drunk the other day. Yeah.
Monster munch.
I don't know. He's so hard to like.
Oh, dude, no, you already put Monster Munch at 10.
And he hates blood sausage. He has to put it at 6 or 7.
Oh,
eight,
the
I mean.
Custard creams either. Black's Nora.
Also, blood sausage is part of a British fry-up.
Yeah, so he loves
come
it.
Come on, man.
Oh, he loves
love
the Jaffa cakes.
No, not blood
sausage. And Yorkshire tea. Oh, come on.
You got to get rid of
you
it, dude.
You can't let me get rid of Yorkshire tea.
Well, you
I
fucking chose
Yorkshire
it.
Yorkshire tea, okay?
He has all these videos, friends. And he just gets so fucking into it, and it's all the same.
That's so amazing.
Have you seen the one where he is just doing sauces?
Yes.
That one's my favorite one.
I believe I've seen every one of his videos now.
I'm okay with this guy
at this point.
British.
Yeah. He's way better than the eel lady last week, you know?
True.
So if you don't know Hayden the Country Boy, I got fucking news for your ass. He does all these videos where he like acts like he's very serious. And I don't know if he's kidding or not, but I don't think he is, because I've looked at a lot of his stuff. Okay. But it says, teacher, if anyone can sing this, y'all can leave. City kids, we don't know it. Me, the quiet country kid in the back. Truck up, hit the dirt road,
jump the barbed wire, spread the word, light the bonfire, and call. What is this?
Well, he didn't sync up the video with the audio.
No,
it's
no, no,
so
no.
Insane.
So that's good.
And I don't know if that's like a song that he made or
he's either serious or this is like the next Andy Kaufman. Do I remind you of he's like daddy deep into like this character, I feel like.
I used to be the sweetest boy. Now I'm just a badass country boy.
And he's punching a tree. It's like, but he has all of these videos. And he's like the skinniest, nerdiest kid on earth. And he just like, I don't know, car full of girls pulls up. Yo, we got a party tonight. You coming? What does this have to do with it? I don't.
That's so strange.
That's not very country boy of you.
No, Hayden. Not really. You're gonna listen to French Montana?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. I just, you know, Hayden country boy. You gotta love him.
The country boy leader.
I don't even want to fucking.
He's shooting a laser out of his eye.
He punches stuff for fun. I am the most country. No, I am.
So the first one was Lil Nas X, and now George Strait.
And then he's shooting lasers out of his eye, Hayden country boy.
But the filter keeps messing up. So yeah. Because like, they're coming out of one
absolutely
eye.
It's a good account.
Yeah. It is a good account.
It's great.
Actually.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't
recommend
lie.
It.
Oh, no.
Okay, here you go. Jake Carter music. Now, whatever you think this is going to sound like, it ain't going to sound like that. I can tell you that.
Oh my god.
Come on, man.
Stupid fights I'd have with my sister and brother.
Stop. Oh, who'd ride shotgun that day? Oh no.
This guy.
This is bad, dude.
This guy wants to be Ed Sheeran so fucking bad.
Oh yeah.
Did anyone else used to call shotgun when they wanted to sit in the front of the car? Yeah, man.
Everybody's
ever existed. Jake Carter music. You know, you got it. Paper Planes out now. That's the name of his album. So if that's you just want to.
No,
my
don't.
Sister
I
and
don't
brother, brother, brother.
When I was eight.
It's so bad. It really is like he just wants to be Ed Sheeran so fucking bad.
It really is. Except it's way better.
Oh, I guess since we're not starting the other episode, we're going to have to watch this.
Yes, we are. Oh, I didn't know
Ryan
this
also
video.
Sent.
Yeah.
Where I don't know what the fuck just happened with that tab. What the fuck is going on? Oh, there it is.
I didn't know there was a video. So
B Jax and Thickney.
Oh, yeah.
Hottie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
Principal Peters. Today is a half day. However, all athletics and clubs are still required to attend practice as scheduled.
That's a weird guy.
Thank you. Wait, hey, how you
doing, little Missy? Why got stop it. To get
wet? Wait, please. This nigga hole in my body. I'm feeling like Scotty. Tweaking like Tommy.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. I'm real picky. Need some waist. Nice face. Looking real pretty.
Pretty bitch. Not hard to find me. Playing with niggas like it was a hobby.
Hottie, hottie. Real nice body. Hottie, hottie.
I know Thickney B-Jax,
I guess. And that's
Thickney.
What even is this?
I had like some hope
on
because
second,
the beat
on,
is really good.
Hold on a second, hold on.
The beat's fine.
What does he say right here? Hold on. Hold on. Where? I don't like to kiss and tell, but I'll tell the whole world what I'm gonna fuck.
What does that even? Does he get on Twitter like,
"Hey guys, I'm gonna fuck."
About to fuck.
Just like, tweets the letter S.
It's got to be upsetting for B-Jax to get fucking destroyed on his
own
song.
What's even funnier is like it's his song and she's not. Great.
She's not great, but she's doing a lot better than he is.
He is like, he's hi, and I was, you know, like, he just sounds, he's like struggling.
Yeah.
Like, it's so quiet and like, because the beat is good. It's energetic, but then the vocals are like,
it does not match
it's
the beat.
It's really bad.
Yeah,
he definitely downloaded that beat off Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, get ready. Astro Bean Music. Get ready for this.
All right.
The beatings at home were excessive. We got parents feeling disrespected. Children that need our protection. Look at it from a child's perspective. A child that's abused and neglected for things they are not comprehending. And everyone keeps on pretending an abuser who they are defending. Yeah. When I was nobody saved me. I was beaten by the people who raised me. Maybe that's why I am crazy. Maybe that's why I am ashamed.
Maybe you should get a
I
want to
run away. Right. Don't chase me. I am staying. I am changing.
No, you got to make this.
Trauma I am facing won't be the monster they made me.
The funniest part is, so she's doing this and she's doing all these body movements and going crazy or whatever, and it's clear she's reading the lyrics
off
of her computer screen, because she's not looking at the camera and she's constantly staring straight ahead, 100%. But also moving her body like she's looking at the camera. I just don't even know.
Yeah, just because you have a song about something that's a good topic doesn't mean your song doesn't fucking suck.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
There's better ways to like talk about this than make a fucking shitty song.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Do you know Real Ken Chugs?
Oh, no.
Chugging
6 pounds I've seen like of one or two of his videos.
3 pounds was just the warm-up, but I've since upgraded to the final boss. I'm chugging 6 pounds of Mott's applesauce cinnamon.
Respect.
Let's go.
Have you ever watched Badlands Chugs?
Yeah.
I love Badlands Chugs because he just does liquid.
No, he's very, yeah.
Doing, this is
And he's
food.
Entertaining. This is the most disgusting.
This
he has
disgusting.
A giant, Real Ken Chugs has a giant
there
glass of boot,
go.
And he's putting
Remember,
2 3-pound jugs of
fruit.
Mott's applesauce into
the cinnamon in there is what's going to make this awful.
Shit, where did he go off to?
I would say more so than the applesauce, to be honest.
2 liters, 6 pounds.
Oh no!
This is so upsetting.
It stresses me out a little bit.
Okay, take a look at this beast here. Cheers.
Nope. Imagine just having 6 pounds of applesauce in you instantaneously.
There's no way you like don't throw up.
No, you would feel horrible. There's just no way you wouldn't. I feel like.
Unless he hasn't eaten for like 24 hours. That's the only way you can do stuff like this.
6 pounds of food inside of you.
Yeah, it's.
Like, I am fat, and I eat a lot, but if I eat, like, you know, a pound burger, I'm, like, full.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hurt.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if he does do this professionally, maybe he hasn't eaten for, like, a day, so then he can do this. Otherwise, like, this is literally going to fucking make you feel like shit for 3 days.
I didn't taste the cinnamon. I didn't taste the cinnamon until the end. Oh, it's going to hit
you. This was a 10 out of 10. I'll see you in the next
one. This is a 10 out of 10 while he's fucking struggling.
How do you think he decides the ranking?
3 pounds was just the warm-up. But I've since
what made it a
10
out of
10?
What
boss.
Smoothed out my
I'm
throat?
I don't know. I mean, or the taste or what? I don't really understand any of it.
What other nasty shit has this guy chugged?
No.
Oh, lots of stuff.
No, don't.
But like marinara sauce? Oh.
Stop, dude.
It's all in the glass boot, huh?
Is that clam juice? What the fuck is that?
Probably.
I hope not.
Nope. Bush's baked beans.
Yeah, it's really fucked
That's
up.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
If you want to support a guy who's actually like funny and cool and good,
yeah,
watch
Badlands
Chugs.
For sure. Badlands
This dude
is great.
Sucks.
This guy's really upsetting.
This guy, for some reason, has the energy too that he hits his wife if he has one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's just something about the haircut, the face.
Look
the
at all this.
Facial hair.
400 of these? Like, what's wrong with you, man?
I don't know.
You got to have Olive something else Brian? To do. What is this? Coca-Cola and country stew?
Stop
it. This is foul.
Nah, this is a problem.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Here you go. Savannah Savage X. All men are not the same. Yours sits with his back towards the door in public places. Mine does not.
Okay.
And it's a guy at a bonfire carrying a piece of wood around.
He's an alpha male, dude.
So
he's
yours
ready
looks
to
at
fucking.
The door. He's ready for anything, dude.
It's just like, and of course, it's like
and
a
course,
gym lady.
Of course, her profile at the top says hot mess.
Yeah, of course.
First thing.
Virgo. Of course,
level
she's like
30.
Into,
what does that mean?
Oh, she's 30 years old.
Okay, stop. Stop it.
Okay.
No, not this
Damn
one.
It.
Are you ready?
I've seen this video before and it is upsetting.
Recycled percussion. It's like the poor man's stomp. This is the worst fucking thing
it's so
on earth.
Bad.
It's a bunch of people on toilets, staying alive plays, and then they are supposed to fart.
Stop it.
And there's a guy wearing a weird, creepy mask
yeah, why
for
so,
some
like,
reason.
If you've ever seen I Think You Should Leave, it looks like the...
I don't even want to
be
here
be
anymore.
Here mask. Carl what? Havoc. It's a Carl Havoc mask.
This seriously makes me so fucking mad.
It's... this is a bit that just keeps going, and I don't know why.
But nothing about it's funny.
I hate.
Oh my god.
The thing about this video I really wish we could see was the crowd. I want to know. Yes.
I need to see people's reactions.
I feel like no one under 50.
Wait, see
is
us
in
on tour.
Seats.
Hold on.
My favorite Are thing about here? That. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I feel like this is also British. This has to be British.
It seems British. The original Junk Rockers. What?
Tour dates.
Okay. Hit me. Stop it.
There's no way that those people were there to see them.
No,
he walked out
the,
on that
they
stage.
They weren't the headliners or whatever that was. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, it's an AI picture.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why are there a bunch of Boy Scouts?
Yeah, what is
Oh, yeah, that is
That's AI.
AI.
All these people are facing this way. They have Puerto Rican flags and a Korean flag. And,
yeah, what is happening here? What
and the stage says North America. Yeah, oh, wait, yeah. No, never mind. It's the Boy Scout Jamboree, so that's why there are Boy Scouts in the picture.
Oh, it's the Boy Scout Jamboree. Great.
They played.
But then that's why there are so many people there, because they're fucking held captive and they're forced to watch this shit.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Oh, man.
Get this out of here.
Are you ready for Jamie Minor?
No.
Can a sober rapper from Calgary. For viral?
Can a sober rapper from viral? Calgary for viral?
For viral.
Yeah, but so... get ready, because I don't think you understand what this is going to sound like either.
Now it's time.
Stop! Fuck off, dude. Sweet, don't you know?
This isn't rap. It's not even like I'm like trying to gatekeep. Like, it's just literally not rap music.
It's a shitty fucking
like what
parody of Espresso.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even, he spells Jello with an extra L, which really annoys me because he's trying to fit it into like the scheme of the song.
I hate this guy.
And he's got a Kermit the Frog puppet on one hand
and
a cookie monster
on
the other.
And he's wearing a shitty Amazon Timu lion jacket.
Yeah, I absolutely hate this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Jamie
Minor.
I hate
everything about him.
Can a sober rapper from Calgary go viral for viral?
Maybe this guy should not be sober. Has he thought about maybe?
Yeah, maybe he's
going
just
back
like,
to whatever he was doing. It might be better. Honestly,
maybe, I think he should have a leaving Las Vegas situation.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think this guy needs to have a leaving Las Vegas, a Hunter Thompson maybe type.
Zandra Farkas.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, I was hoping
it's
this
video. Weird blonde lady, and then this man who looks like Jack
a
from Tekken.
Yeah.
The big huge man with the mohawk on Tekken.
He's like one of those guys. I don't know if you fall into like the weird algorithm I have. He's like this genre of man from like a Slavic state.
Yes.
Where they just like inject shit into their bodies to like make themselves look
bigger.
He's
from Poland.
Okay, well there you go.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
God, it's just crazy. Like, he's so fucking weird looking.
He looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, if you go on our description and click on this link, you'll see what we're talking about. Okay, you ready for Singing Circle?
Oh, no.
Because this wouldn't be the most fucking annoying thing on earth if you were trying to enjoy a night out. People on a roller or on an ice skating rink with a ukulele doing this dumb shit.
I want someone to knock them over.
While other people are trying
the fucking ice
skating. And why are you trying to film this dumb fucking video?
You asshole. Yeah, what is wrong with
you? Go to like an open skate at a fucking.
Stop trying to make content everywhere. What is wrong with you?
It doesn't matter.
Go to an open skate at like a hockey ice rink at like 1 p.m. in the afternoon if you really need to do this.
If I'm somewhere and someone whips out a ukulele and starts trying to film content. How are you, like, not tempted to just want to break the shit out of it? You
know
what I mean?
Exactly. Absolutely. Like,
there's no way not to be.
I definitely want to. But also, you're singing that.
Yes, also that.
Just wait. This is... They also have other videos.
Singing Circle. Oh, we saw this one.
Yeah, I've sent this to you guys. It's a dumb fucking asshole with a ukulele and a bongo being pushed on a fucking cart in the middle of the forest.
And a headset fucking mic on.
That makes me want to fucking lose my mind.
Well, Millennial Popple Man, this looks so fun.
Oh,
different than the life I'm leading.
That's my guy right there, though.
Happy and fun.
Good on y'all for enjoying your day.
The guy in the second car playing the saxophone can hang.
This guy in the white hair right there has definitely done some horrible things.
Oh, for sure.
He looks like an ex-CEO of like Raytheon.
Yeah.
I mean, all these fucking people, man. I just can't do it. Okay. This, I saved this kind of for last because this is the most fucking annoying thing I've ever seen in my entire life, because I didn't know that astrology could go further.
Oh,
I guess I didn't either. I don't think.
Now I need, just listen to what this dumbass motherfucker says. It's a lady who's clearly never had to do anything in her entire life. Like, she's never had to work or, you know, had anything at all. And because
her dad was
like,
that CEO from Raytheon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now he's just making music.
Northrop Grumman. He fucking sold ball jars to the U.S. government so they could build aerospace.
Oh, my daddy's retired billionaire. Now he just annoys hikers in the woods on a wagon.
So, just, I need...
I ran the synastry of mine and three of my ex-boyfriends to see what our vertex synastry looked like. The most karmic one of all had an exact conjunction of his Chiron to my vertex. Chiron is like your biggest source of pain, but it's also once you
just go to fucking therapy,
you're able to use it to help others. So, boy, did that show me, and it definitely propelled me to heal and use to help others.
But I would like someone to throw her through a window.
Here's the thing.
It doesn't have to be like on a third floor. I'm not saying to kill her. Just, you know, just like, just throw her through a window, get her out of the room.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And she's like saying all this stupid fucking
words. She just said so many words.
She just says words like, he had my Chiron and my vertex in my synastry. This shit doesn't mean anything, bitch. It just doesn't fucking mean anything.
The other day I was thinking about my cortex and my upper synapses.
Yeah, exactly.
And I started thinking about the vertebrae and the way the vibrations affect our mood. Like, you just like, you know, you're just like,
that's the kind of like thing that's the kind of thing you can do when you don't have to have a job.
Yeah, because you've got all the time in the world to just make shit up.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Maybe she's just actually on a deeper level than you guys. I don't know if you thought about that.
True. I didn't actually think about that. I'm sorry.
I'm not like a religious person at all, but there is at least some merit to religion because there is like some aspect of reality to it. This is just so beyond reality. Like, you're just making shit up.
Yeah, because they didn't go... I read my Jesus chart and it said that, whatever. I don't know. I ran my synastry. And then there's just like people listening to that dumb fucking lady talk and like taking it serious.
They're also the same people who are like drinking butter coffee every day. So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They're raw milk. They're fucking taking 100%. Olive oil enemas and whatnot.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
The worst kind of fucking people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I figure we're good. I think we can probably split this into two.
That's fine.
So we won't be recording for the next month, basically, while Luke's out of town and whatnot. But
yeah,
we will have episodes. And then we're kind of in the planning stages of a Patreon with a special show.
Yeah, we're working on a lot.
Going to reveal just yet. Next time we record, we'll talk about it probably. But it's a good idea.
Really good idea.
It involves yanking your pita.
It does not involve yanking your Peter.
Down the line, it might, though. It could be like a different tier.
I mean, maybe for you, it does.
Well, I think we could have different
tiers. Could be the penny subscriber.
The last thing
will fucking come yank your Peter.
The last thing I'm going to do is give you access to the Patreon so you can talk to people. I just don't think that's a good idea.
Well, no, I wouldn't talk to them on Patreon. They'd meet me under the boardwalk.
Yeah, and you'd pay him a penny. I know. Yeah, that's
correct.
Yeah, you're right. We should have a tier that's just a penny.
The penny tier.
You have to provide your own airfare. It doesn't get any walk I select.
But it doesn't do anything, but it does give you a Yankupita. So, yeah. All right. Well, have fun in Japan, Luke. And
thank you.
Hopefully my ankle doesn't fall off.
Hopefully your nose don't fall off.
I hope so too.
That's funny. That's funny. You should make a fucking video about that, bud.
I'd want to do stand-up. Be like, my friend's nose fell off. He's dumb.
He's fucking gay and dumb. Yeah,
nose fell off. He's gay as hell.
Dude, are you on Kill Tony?
Yeah, I'm going to go up there. My friend Luke is about to go to Japan. His nose fell off. As hell.
It's not... you didn't do it. You're not doing it right. It has to be like, my friend Luke went to Japan and nose fell off. He's fucking gay, man. Fuck, you hear about this queer motherfucker go to Japan.
Y'all hear about these Iranians? Talk a bunch of homos to me.
Yeah. go follow Kill Tony. It's really funny.
Go follow all the things that we watched today. And
Sir Winston Pickles.
Yeah. And what?
No, not Sir Winston Pickles.
Not Sir Winston Pickles.
Not that. Do not follow him.